May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever attended a worship service, or maybe a wedding or a memorial service in the Roman Catholic tradition, and found yours is the only voice proclaiming, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever," at the end of the Lord's Prayer? I see smiles and nods, so I know that you have been there. It can be a tiny bit embarrassing when you realize that you are out of sync with all the other voices around you. At least I have felt a little self-conscious at times when that's happened to me. Even so, we mostly repeat the familiar words together, almost as one voice. For me, a great sense of community comes out of that experience. From the beginning, Jesus intended for his disciples and us to pray in just such a communal way. It's easy to miss that when we read the passage in English, because we have only the one word, you, when we are referring to either an individual you or a plural you. We don't have a second word for the second person pronoun. It's different in the original Greek, and also in Spanish, French, and other languages, where the word Jesus uses is the plural you, sort of like Southerners use you all when speaking to a group. Or, as one person at the 8 o'clock service this morning reminded me, he said, "You forgot one other thing. In Rhode Island, we say, yous guys." So, yous guys, or y'all. So Jesus would have said something like, "When y'all pray, or when yous guys pray, do it this way." And he goes on to use the plural form of you, as well as us and our. "Give us this day our daily bread," for example. "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive." So in our worship every week, and every day in daily prayer, we begin together, "Our Father in heaven." One of the things that I love about the Lord's Prayer is the way that it cuts across all the different traditions within the Christian church. Conservative and progressive, Episcopal and Orthodox and fundamentalist Baptist, English and Spanish and Swahili, whatever the language is. This prayer is deeply ingrained in our hearts and spiritual memories across cultures, nationalities, and generations. At church events, funerals, weddings, and ecumenical events as well, we pray as one body. In this prayer, we are bound together as disciples of Jesus Christ. It can really be powerful to join with other voices in an assortment of languages in the familiar words, "Our Father," "Padre Nuestro," and "Baba Yetu." Several years ago, Dave and I experienced that in a really special way when we visited Canterbury Cathedral in England. We and probably hundreds of other people were wandering through the various hallways and chapels and great halls and so forth of the cathedral, when about 5 minutes before noon, a voice came over the public address system asking for people's attention. At noon, we were told, the great bells of Canterbury would ring and a few minutes of silence would follow. He asked all to observe that time. And then he said, "Please pause at the sound of the bells and join us in saying the Lord's Prayer, each in his or her own language." It was an extremely moving and unforgettable moment as we stood there, kind of just alone by ourselves, but surrounded with lots of people from all over the world who were speaking the same words in their own language. In that brief span, we were one spirit and one body, the body of Christ. Maybe you have had a similar experience. I felt buoyed up by that great cloud of witnesses and by the spirits of all the witnesses who had gone before us in this pilgrim way. Another thing I appreciate about the Lord's Prayer is that it accompanies us, it accompanies us through life, or it can, if we allow it to soak into our hearts and fill us with hope and trust in God's goodness, faithfulness, and power. When we pray, "Your kingdom come," we are acknowledging that we trust our Creator to make all things right in God's own time. We are also pledging ourselves to be instruments of God, living as if God's reign were already here, caring for others as God cares for each one of us, seeing with God's eyes, loving with God's heart, serving with God's generosity. Two professors at Duke Divinity School in North Carolina, William Willimon and Stanley Harvas, collaborated on a book about the Lord's Prayer titled, "Lord, Teach Us." In it, they write, We become Christian. We inhabit the kingdom of God by praying this prayer and allowing it to shape our lives, trusting God to provide for us daily, imitating God's forgiveness of us by forgiving others, believing God will be with us no matter what troubles we face. We take this prayer deep inside us, and it comes out in the way we live our lives each day. My prayer this day is that each of us will let this prayer become more and more deeply embedded within us, and that we may teach it to our children and to our children's children, that it may guide their lives as well. Amen.